Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
So in front of me, I have the K-Pro 48-inch match mark level set system with head, handle, and knife guide. This is by far my favorite ruler that I've ever owned. I do a lot of cardboard prototyping for my business to make sure that things are right before we build them out of expensive materials and when we're building custom products for homes. And this thing is the best. The reason I went to look for it and found it was because I needed something with a handle on the ruler so I could press down and really hold it when I'm cutting with a box cutter or X-Acto knife, because when the ruler slips and you can't get a square edge, and that was driving me crazy. So I found this and it's amazing. The handle slides on to the ruler. It's got these two notches on the inside that allow for a couple different extra systems. So on it, it comes with a vertical and a horizontal level. It comes with two, which on those same little like notches or guides, they have notches, so you can use it to hang pictures and mount things, which is the best I've ever found. I tried another one that was just way too complex. You had to do all these like screws and like adjust, and then you had to put it up, but then mine was too big, so it would always be like in the way and just didn't work well and took way longer than what it would have taken, even though I would have maybe had to like try twice. But with this one, it's just you mark it to right where the holes are on the picture frame or shelf that you maybe you're trying to hang. And then you put it up and it's already got the level right there. So you just make sure it's level and then you get it level and then you just knock in your nails and you're good to go. It's really an amazing tool. And then for when I'm again doing cutting boxes or cardboard, it's got a knife guide to keep my my blade straight along the edge of the rail, which using that needs some work. I think that I like their concept. I think the execution on some of the things is a little off, but the ruler itself is amazing because it's got the guides on it that can be used for things. So like I'm going to 3D print some stuff and then kind of just make some of the, it's a good job, but they just need to be better or more robust in those hinges. I feel like it's going to just break off whenever I try to use it, or I've had the handle break in there. I've stepped on it on accident or left it in my car and it was in the grooves. The handle notches were in the grooves of the ruler and it just snapped off, and so I had to get a new one. But it's not expensive. Like the whole system itself is $23, which is crazy. And there's a cheaper one that's a 36 inch that's only $20, and you get all those things that come with it. And a set, the whole set for the thing is only $6 if you need to replace like the handle and the levels or anything. So it's really amazing. This one comes with a square head, so you can square it up to your material. If you're not super particular about it being perfectly square, then this is fine. I am, and it doesn't lock in there just right, so I sadly won't use it for that as much as I was excited about it. But it comes with some storage in that piece, which is kind of nice, so I'll probably use it for that and just be able to keep some extra blades in there and kind of keep some of the extra things if I want to take off the levels or any of the other pieces that go in the grooves. I can do that and keep those in there, and that's cool because it's also got a little magnet on top of this little case that's on the head. So this is my first podcast, not my first podcast ever, but this is my first podcast of the Everyday Releasing a Podcast trilogy. all those are going to be more than three. But I'm doing some reviews. I don't know how the reviews are going to go since you don't have a photo. Like, these are things you're just going to have to go look up and see what they look like to you. I'll have links in the show notes about where you can go take a look at them and if you want them. I know this would be better on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, but I prefer podcasting. It's just easier for me. It's something I'll stick to. Doing video is a nightmare, and doing just audio is simple, and I'll actually do it and stick with it. Plus, there's other show types that I'll definitely have on here, such as interviewing really interesting people like architects, interior designers. I have one great one with an interior designer who did Quentin Tarantino's house and landscape. That's with Adam Schiff. Check that one out. I'll be interviewing people. I'll do some other just like tips and tricks with organizing or just other general thoughts. I'll also just be talking about growing a business in the home industry. And then I'll just also have some of my other thoughts on homes and home experience and how to enhance your house, as well as stuff on home automation products. So I love this ruler though. There's so much possibility with it. Having the handle is amazing, especially when you're like trying to hang stuff or when you're cutting, because it holds it down and you can adjust where the handle is on the ruler so that you can put pressure just where you need it. So go check it out. Let me know what you think. You can connect with me on Instagram at Relief Key. Or my personal one is at JP Thinks. And I look forward to tomorrow.